Hi, everybody. You're tuned to hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. If you're just now joining us, we're in the middle of an extended special feature this week. What we've been doing during hours number two, three, and we're about to do during hour number four, listen to recordings that were issued on the Aristocrat label. Aristocrat was based here in Chicago. It was founded in April of 1947. The first records went out that month. Originally, the owners of Aristocrat Records were a pair of couples, Charles and Evelyn Arendt, Fred and Mildred Brunt was their name, and then a fella, Art Spiegel. And in September of 1947, about half a year into their operations, they took on another partner. The partner was Leonard Chess. And by 1948, Leonard bought out everybody except Evelyn Aaron. Only the two of them were there. And then by early 1950, Evelyn left the company, and Leonard Chess brought his brother Phil into the label. Now, when they first started, they issued a number of white artists, sort of pop artists of the day. And then slowly but surely, they started issuing R&B, black R&B from the local talent scene in Chicago. And basically, we've spent the last 2 hours listening to many obscure R&B singers and performers that, well, generally blues, I guess post-war blues collectors probably wouldn't be interested in, but since I draw a much wider definition of the music that should be played on here, we include them. What we're about to do this hour, as Leonard took over, there was more and more down-home blues added to the roster of the Aristocrat label. And I should say that in going through this, he recorded Sonnyland Slim, Muddy Waters, Robert Nighthawk, Babyface Leroy, St. Louis Jimmy, Little Johnny Jones, Forest City Joe, and he recorded some of them extensively. He recorded over 30 sides by Muddy, 13 sides by Robert Nighthawk, 8 by Forest City Joe, and it became the regular diet before it actually became the Chess label. I think it was in, January of 1950, and then they discontinued Aristocrat. But we're going to spend this hour, as we normally do, down in the alley, listening to down-home blues, but they'll all be samples of the artists that recorded for Aristocrat, and place to start is where they started, is with Sonnyland Slim. These are from September of 1947. Muddy Waters is here on guitar, Big Crawford on bass, and a pair of classic recordings, Johnson Machine Gun and Fly Right Little Girl. Sonnyland Slim, piano and vocal.
Yes, I feel mistreated. Boy, seem like my time ain't long. Seem like my time ain't long. Because the best friend I had done stole my lover and gone. I'm gonna buy me a Johnson machine gun and a carload of explosion bomb. Machine gun and a carload of explosion ball. Yes, I'm gonna be a walking cyclone from Saginaw to the Niagara Falls. Go and bring me my typewriter and a whole round built a bow. Go and bring me my typewriter and a whole round built a bow. I'm gonna free my no good woman, boy, she's down in the state penitentiary wall. Yes, the undertaker been ya, darling, I give him your height inside. Now, if you don't be making hoopies with the devil tomorrow this time, baby, God knows you'll be surprised.
Sonnyland Slim and his records, first records for the Aristocrat label in September 1947, Johnson Machine Gun and Fly Right Little Girl, Muddy Waters on guitar and Big Crawford on bass. Two more sides were made at this same recording session. These were the first records that Muddy did for Aristocrat, and again, it was Sonnyland Slim on piano, Big Crawford bass, Muddy Waters guitar and vocal. His two titles were Gypsy Woman and Little Anime.
Little
You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck child. You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while. Well, now you know I went to a gypsy woman to have my fortune told. So you better go back home, son, and peek through your keyhole. You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while. As she said, I peeped through my keyhole and have another main lane in my bed. You know the gypsy woman told me that you're your mother's bad luck child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while.
And And there is Muddy Waters' first recordings for the Aristocrat label, September of 1947. As I mentioned earlier in the hour, there were 30 sides that he recorded for Aristocrat while it was still Aristocrat, before it became Chess, and many more after that. But I thought we'd take the first two as initial efforts for the label. We had Gypsy Woman and Little Anime, September 1947, Sunnyland Slim Piano, Big Crawford on the bass, of course Muddy on guitar and the vocal. Here's another one that recorded for Aristocrat, and this is fairly early. This is, again, it's Sunnyland Slim, Big Crawford, Muddy Waters here. They added a tenor player. Oliver Alcorn was his name, and a vocalist. It's St. Louis Jimmy, who had recorded during the 30s and 40s, mostly for the Bluebird label, but he gets in a pair of sides here for the Aristocrat label, starting with this one, the Florida Hurricane.
About tornado, the hurricane, the worst of all. Some speak about tornado, the hurricane, the worst of all. They come and go through Florida, blow down 14 feet of wall. Hurricane is so powerful, blow the house away where I live. Hurricane is so powerful, blow the house away where I live. It may hair rise on your head, give you fever with cold chill. When our clothes are not needed, you spend money rebuilding your home. When our clothes are not needed, you spend money rebuilding your home. When the ocean gets rough, you're not in Florida all day long. Let's get together now, play a little while. Florida, if the wind don't blow me away. Lord, I really like Florida, if the wind don't blow me away. But if that don't never happen, I'll be in Florida the rest of my day. All night long, keep from lying down on my bed. I used to sit up all night long, keep from lying down on my bed. My mind was only wondering what dear old mother said. Son, honest woman in this world for each and every man. Honest woman in this world for each and every man. You may get one someday that you really don't understand, but don't mistreat no woman, no matter what she may do. Son, don't mistreat no woman, no matter what she may do. Son, always stop and think, your mother was a woman too. Pick up a long time. Once and a while, these words rolls across my mind. Every once and a while, these words rolls across my mind. That's why I tries to treat women so doggone nice and kind.
The question I have there, the tenor man could be heard, everyone. Did they pay him? Because he didn't seem to have much room in this tune to play anything. Muddy was all over the entire tune. In fact, both tunes. We had St. Louis Jimmy there, 1948 for the Aristocrat label. First the Florida Hurricane, and then So Nice and Kind. And he was accompanied by a band that included Sonnyland Slim on piano, Big Crawford on bass, Muddy Waters on guitar, and Oliver Alcorn on tenor, though Oliver could just barely be heard. There wasn't much space for him in that particular tune. If you're just now joining us, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and we're in the last hour of an extended feature. We're listening to recordings that were done for the Aristocrat label. Aristocrat was founded in Chicago in 1947, and it's important because it was the record label that ultimately became the Chess label. Leonard Chess bought into Aristocrat, bought everybody else out, and brought his brother in. And in 1951, they officially changed the label from Aristocrat to Chess. And you can see that some of the early artists, early down-home blues artists that would star at the Chess label are making their way into the vaults of the Aristocrat label, and I'm sure it was due to the work of Leonard Chess. Here's another artist that figured prominently in the real early post-war years, 48, 47, right up till about 1950. He was a guitar player, he was a drummer, he was a vocalist, and then at a certain point, he basically just sort of disappeared. Babyface Leroy Foster was his name. And here are some recordings that Babyface did for the Aristocrat label. I believe that he had recorded for Ornell, if I'm not mistaken, by this point. His classic early recordings were made there on off Maxwell Street. But here he is, November 1948, in the studio for the Aristocrat label. We have Locked Out Boogie and Shady Grove.
I went home last night, my baby, she wouldn't let me in. I went home last night, my baby wouldn't let me in. She said, go back to the north side, back to that horse she in. I said, please, baby, please don't let me go. Please now, baby, please don't let me go. Now, Johnny, you love me, baby, love me to so-and-so. Stand a ten. Don't play the door, I can't even stand a ten. When you're starting, baby, please don't deal me in. When a man ain't got no money, the women's don't hang around. When a man ain't got no money, the women don't want to hang around. When a man got plenty of money, the sweetest man in town. Try you well, babe, I ain't got no more to say. Try you well, babe, I ain't got no more to say. Take Mr. So-and-so, let him come on and have it with me. Looking way down in Shady Grove. I was just sitting here just looking way down in Shady Grove. Oh, now, but that's where they got my baby. People died long, long time ago. I believe I go down to the gypsy. I'm going to have my baby's fortune told. I believe I go down to the gypsy. Babe, I'm going to have your fortune told. She said, Roy, you know you ain't nothing. Catch the devil everywhere you go. Well, all right now, man, I got it myself. My baby's face, I had tears standing in my eyes. I looked in my baby's face, not people. Lord, I had tears standing in my eyes.
she said, "Roy, you know you ain't good for nothing." I just fold my arms and cry.
Yeah, that's Down Home Blues there. Babyface Leroy Foster in Shady Grove, November 1948. Muddy Waters was there on guitar, Big Crawford bass. Babyface Leroy Foster was often a drummer, but on this particular recording, he sang and played his own guitar. The other side, the one we started with, was called Locked Out Boogie, that same lineup from November 1948. Here's another artist that recorded prominently for the Aristocrat label, Robert Nighthawk. Robert Nighthawk made over a dozen sides for the Aristocrat label. And what we're going to do, listen to the very first tracks that he cut. It's interesting because Robert Nighthawk is here on guitar. There's a piano player, but the vocalist is not Nighthawk. But I think his girlfriend at the time, Ethel May Brown, sings a pair of sides, Down the Line and Handsome Lover. It's Ethel May with Robert Nighthawk.
But he's a long ways down the line. The reason I want to see him, because he can ease my worried mind. I love my baby. He's the sweetest man I ever found. My baby, he's the sweetest man I ever found. Early in the morning, he makes my love come tumbling down. Can't drive.
There was Ethel May singing, accompanied by Robert Nighthawk on guitar. They say either Sonnyland Slim or Ernest Lane on piano. September 1948, we had Down the Line and Handsome Lover. It was Ethel May Brown on guitar. You know what? In listening to those, I just feel like I'm giving short shrift to Nighthawk. Let's listen to some sides that feature Nighthawk. Not only his great guitar, but that wonderful rolling voice he had. Here's his earliest recordings for Aristocrat.
I've got a sweet loving woman. She lives up on that hill. I've got a sweet loving woman. She lives up on that hill. You know that fool trying to quit me, but man, I love her still. Yes, there's one thing about you women that I can't understand. Yes, there's one thing about you women that I can't understand. You cook cornbread for your husband and biscuits for your man. That's just like a woman, all right. To see you, darling, on some dark and rainy day. Tell me the reason why. for a nickel, and she give me $10 bill. Ask my black angel for a nickel, and she give me $10 bill. A small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whiskey still.
Now I feel better. Robert Nighthawk, in his full glory there, not just accompanying. We had Sweet Lovin' Woman and Sweet Black Angel, November 1948. Nighthawk on slide guitar, that rolling voice of his. Also Ernest Lane on piano. That was Willie Dixon on the bass. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and this hour we're wrapping up a special feature on the program. We're listening to records that were done for the Aristocrat label. Here in Chicago, it was the label that eventually became the Chess label. And we're working through the early days when they were still Aristocrat. Here's another artist that recorded for them. In June or July 1948, it's a renowned harmonica man. It's interesting. He was known among musicians, but he wasn't really known to the general public. Forest City Joe Pugh was his name. He's here on harmonica and vocal. J.C. Cole on guitar. Parasides from that first session. Let's see, how many did he do in all? He did 8 sides in all. These are among the earliest. We have Special Delivery Man and Shady Lane Woman.
Special Delivery Man, Special Delivery Man. Tell me why I can't get no mail. Special Delivery Man, Special Delivery Man. Tell me why I can't get no mail. 9 all here drifting, I dress like a ship without a sail. I believe I moved back to Chicago. I'm gonna tell the people what it's all about. Yes, I'm gonna move up in Chicago. I'm gonna tell the people what it's all about. Now you know the people will get you in trouble. They'll have airplanes flying all over your house. Western Union man, tell you what's wrong with you. Western Union man, tell me what's getting wrong with you. Now you and a special little man acting so funny. Man, you got me kind of worried too. Now you know I love my baby. But my baby, she just won't treat me right. Yes, I love my baby. My baby, she just won't treat me right. Every time she started drinking, now my baby, she just wants to cuss and fight. Thank you. And I got a girl. Man, she lived down in Shady Lane. Well, I got a girl. Man, she lived down in Shady Lane. Now, you know I'm crazy about that woman. Man, I'm scared to call her name. Now, I love my baby. Man, my baby, she won't treat me right. Now, I love my baby. My baby, she won't treat me right. Now you know she likes to run around. That woman likes to stay out all night. Now I know be so glad. Man, I could jump and shout. Yes, I could be so glad. Man, I could jump and shout. Now I know the train roller. Now I can see my baby come walking out. Lord, I'm kind of worried. Wonder what I'm going to do. Yes, you know I'm kind of worried. Lord, I wonder what I'm going to do. Now, woman, you've been fooling around here. Babe, you know I'm getting tired of you.
There's Joe Benny Pugh, who's known as Forest City Joe. Recordings from either June or July 1948, either date, it's sort of significant because what you heard there was almost a dead-on imitation of John Lee Williamson's Sonny Boy Number One, just the harmonica playing and the vocals. And again, I say it's significant because Sonny Boy Number One, John Lee Williamson, had just been murdered within weeks of these recordings. We had Special Delivery Man and Shady Lane Woman, and again, those both called on the repertoire of the late John Lee Williamson. Forest City Joe, harmonica and vocal, and J.C. Cole on the guitar. Here's somebody else who recorded for Aristocrat, Little Johnny Jones. It seems to me that in the early days, they used Muddy on so many of their different artists he was accompanying, and it didn't provide for jumping records. They didn't rock. They may have been down-home blues, but there wasn't much to pat your foot to. We've got Big Town Playboy, Shelby County Blues. The accompanying band, Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers, are on guitar. Babyface Leroy is here, I believe, playing drums, if I'm not mistaken. Here's Little Johnny Jones.
My baby told me last night to find yourself a job. I told her Chicago was okay, but this time was too doggone hard. She said, you're too lazy. That's one thing my baby don't enjoy. I told her everything is okay, baby, but I ain't nothing but a big town playboy. say you walk the streets all day. You won't come home at night. Now you know, little Johnny, that you ain't treat me right, 'cause you're too lazy. That's one thing my baby don't enjoy. She say everything is okay, little Johnny, but you ain't nothing but a big town playboy. Lay me some racket, boy, lay me some racket. Shop every day. That's one thing that people can't understand. Now if you don't get yourself a job, John, I'm gonna get me a brand new man, 'cause you're too lazy. That's one thing my baby don't enjoy. She said everything is okay, little Johnny, you ain't nothing but a big town playboy.
Doggone kid.
gal gets so boogies, she can hardly keep it hid.
I think that was the only pair of records in the whole bunch that featured drums, and it was Babyface Leroy that added a little life to it. Little Johnny Jones, piano and vocal, and Big Town Playboy, Shelby County Blues, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Rogers, guitar, Little Johnny Jones, piano, vocal, Babyface Leroy on the drums. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed our little look and listen at the Aristocrat label based here in Chicago, and it was the ancient ancestor of Chess Records. Leonard Chess bought his way in and took the label over, and also brought his brother in finally and discontinued the Aristocrat label, and it became the Chess label. And I guess the rest is history, as they say. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to stop and identify the station one more time. When we come back, our fifth and final hour, and regular listeners know that means it's time for our soul breakfast. So we hope you'll hang around and dig the good sounds with us. We'll be right back.